Hello and welcome to another episode of Dream a Little. I'm your host, Lo. I'm an ABDL switch, and you might know me from social media as Daddy I Want This. Thank you for listening and tuning in as we talk about the perks of being kinky. I feel like in this community, often we get caught up in the negative traits about this kink and, you know, how weird it is and how it's hard to talk about and implement. And I think it's really important to not lose sight of all the great things that come from this kink and this kind of dynamic. And there are a lot of benefits. One of the reasons why I had the courage to open up about my ABDL side in the first place was through people sharing their stories on social media. So I just wanted to pay it forward and kind of share my experience with how kink has really benefited my relationship. It all started back when, you know, I was looking at Tumblr and watching other people who had shared their ABDL side with their loved ones, and it went really well. And I know through the process of introducing kink to my boyfriend, there were points where I'd get a little bit discouraged just because I was comparing my beginning to other people's middle, if that makes sense. So I just wanted to come on the show and just make it clear that everything you see on my page on social media is all an exaggeration, first of all, of my dynamic. Of course, I'm not like that all the time. And second, I mean, this was years in the making that me and my boyfriend are now comfortable enough to do all this stuff. So if you're just getting started out, or maybe even if you haven't had this talk, I want you to have expectations that are realistic going into it so you don't get discouraged when you're trying to implement things. Like, for instance, the first time my boyfriend changed me or like gave me a pacifier or any of these things, like it was all a little bit awkward. So I wanted to just share my personal experience so that you can have the courage to open up and just face the potential awkwardness that might come from it and get past it, because it does get easier over time with the right person. And I'll share some tips with you if you're nervous about it. One of the huge benefits of this kink in general, I think, is how it has helped me communicate. I'm just a very emotional person. I have no shame in saying that. And sometimes when I get into a funk, it's like really hard for me to snap out of it. I don't know if you're like that too, but if something goes wrong or if I'm pissed off at someone, like it takes a lot for me to get out of it. But age play just kind of makes that a little bit easier. And that's one of the huge benefits, in my opinion. For instance, like last night, I've been in the process of moving, and you know how fun and stressful moving can be, obviously. So, you know, I was in a funk. I was racing against the clock. I'm short on time. I kept forgetting different things, and I just couldn't get out of this negative hurricane of just negative thoughts. And, you know, then it starts going into, oh, like my job and all the regrets that I've had in my life. And it just feels really, really overwhelming, all this anxiety and stress. But the beauty of age play is, you know, once we got home, my boyfriend was able just to tell me, hey, you know what? I just want you to lay down. I'm going to take your phone away. I just want you to lay here and just be still for a little bit. And of course, I begrudgingly did that, and I was laying still on the bed. And, you know, he just did something simple. He went and he drew me a bath, and he got my pajamas out, and, you know, he helped me into the bath, and I was able to finally just relax for a little bit. And he would, you know, kind of baby me a little bit, tease me a little bit, and it just made all my worries and my anxiety and all those fears and stress that I had been holding on to just kind of disappear. And I was able to move past with like a fresh start. And in previous relationships, we didn't have that kind of dynamic where I was being taken care of like that. And this also isn't a one-way street. I also take care of him. But being in this dynamic has really helped ease some arguments or stress or bad moods. Like, it's just an instant, like, in what other relationship, when your partner is feeling down, can you just put a pacifier in their mouth and then they're just good? You know, it's just something so simple, but it can really help. And, you know, after that, I was in such a good mood. I was happy. I was having a good time, and I really felt like I was able to move past whatever negative feelings were holding me back. So that's just a really good benefit of being kinky, is just your ability to communicate and get past little issues like diffusing arguments and stuff. It's also a lot easier to be vulnerable. I've had a really hard time with that in the past, of just admitting to when my feelings are hurt or admitting to when something bothers me. But when you are able to go into little space and you, well, think about it, as a child, you don't really fear being judged for not feeling well or getting your feelings hurt. You can just openly say that. And age play kind of creates the space for you to be open and honest with your partner if you're having an issue about something. And that has really, really helped our relationship. And it helped me get past this fear of not being perfect all the time. Getting past the stress is definitely one of the benefits, and also building a lot of intimacy. My boyfriend's so open to taking care of me and letting me have this little side and indulging me in it. So obviously I feel so much gratitude for that. And it has really significantly improved our sex life. We have sex all the time. And it's true, when someone makes your fantasies come true, especially if they're really silly or out there, you really appreciate them and you just want to please them all the time. And that's so important in a relationship, is to, you know, if that's important to you, is to have sex. And that really helped improve our sex life. Having someone see you in your little space is pretty scary, especially for the first time, because you just have all these fears. You fear like, oh my gosh, they're just gonna run for the hills, or they're not gonna understand, or they'll be weirded out by me, and or their opinion will change about me. But after you go into that headspace and your partner sticks around and they still love you, that builds such an incredible amount of trust between the two of you. And trust is so important in a relationship. And that opens doors for other things too. And maybe your partner wants to try something that they didn't feel like they could share with anyone else before. But obviously, since you're into this, maybe it's more mild and they feel more open to sharing it. Being seen in little space for the first time is like being seen naked for the first time by someone. It's a little bit uncomfortable, but it does get easier. I went skiing for the first time a couple months back, and I was obviously really bad at it. I was the slowest one on the mountain, and I was falling on my butt. And, you know, these little kids, probably like 3, 4, I don't know, maybe that's an exaggeration, like 5 years old, they were just bombing it down the hill, just speeding past me. And it was really embarrassing that I was just barely getting down the hill. I was pizzaing all the way down. But I couldn't get hung up about it, because these kids had been skiing for longer than I have. So my whole point in telling you this is, don't compare your beginning to someone else's middle. You know, if you look at my Instagram or any of my social media pages, you'll see, you know, pictures of my boyfriend and I together. And I just want you to know that that's possible for you too, but go into it with realistic expectations. Everyone starts somewhere. And when I first started doing age play with my boyfriend, things were definitely awkward. I would be lying if I said everything was just smooth and everything felt natural. Trying to explain to someone how to put a diaper on you is like extremely awkward at first, and they're not going to know how. So you're going to have to walk them through the process. And over time, it will get easier as your partner figures out what you like, what you don't like, and you figure out what they like and what you don't like. So some tips I have for you if you're just getting started or you're thinking about opening up to your partner and starting age play stuff. Number one, don't go into little space full throttle the first time. You want to start out slow by, you know, keep it really simple. Have a movie night and have your partner hand you a stuffed animal to cuddle with while you're watching a movie, and let them play with your hair. That's it. Really, really small baby steps. And, you know, little things like having your partner call you little one, or like saying you're too little to do certain things, and just letting you like relax while they control like all this, like picking out the snacks for the movie and all that kind of stuff. Save all the pacifiers, onesies, and all the other baby stuff for later. and just start out with something simple like a stuffed animal. And then once you're comfortable with that, maybe start introducing other aspects of the dynamic like rules. For instance, one of my favorite things that my boyfriend and I have is a sticker chart for good behavior. You know, when I'm good or I, you know, do sexual favors for him, like he gives me a sticker. And once I get, you know, 10 stickers or whatever, 20, then I get a little prize. So it's a little incentive and it's just a little fun secret that between the two of you that you can have. So take your time. Don't get so caught up in everything being perfect or worrying that you won't do it right. There's no right way to do this and it's a process. The first time my boyfriend gave me a pacifier, I couldn't stop blushing. And I was really embarrassed, but now it feels like no big deal. But keep in mind, this is years in the making and it takes time to build up that trust. So those are my tips. Thank you so much for listening. Just keep in mind, whenever you try something for the first time, whether it's skiing, running, or age play, it will probably feel unnatural and a little bit awkward. You might start to doubt whether you were cut out for this in the first place, but don't trick yourself into thinking that. Do you think when a baby is learning to walk, they fall down once and think to themselves, you know, this whole walking thing really isn't for me, and they just give up? No, they keep persisting until they don't fall anymore and it feels natural. And that's what I want to suggest for you, is to keep trying. Even when it gets a little awkward, it will get easier, I promise. Don't get hung up on the little things. It's all part of the process. So if you're hung up on introducing age play to your partner or you don't know where to start, you can go to my free newsletter at www.dreamalittlepodcast.com. That's where I'll walk you through the exact process that I use to introduce age play to my boyfriend. I hope you found this episode helpful and you have a great day. If you are having some concerns or you had some really a good experience or a bad experience, I want to hear about it. Message me on Instagram or tweet me at Daddy I Want This. Thank you so much, you guys. I love you. Bye.